Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by HTS. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. HTS specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit them at htsav.net. 3, 2, 1, good morning.
Morning.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Here, pull that up a little closer.
All right.
So we can hear you.
Sounds good.
Jackson Hart.
Yep.
What's up, brother?
Nothing much. It's great to be in the area again after a little bit of a hiatus.
Well, it's great to have you. So just a little bit of background. You reached out to me.
Yep.
You're like, dude, I like your podcast. Can I come hang out? And I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anybody that wants to come on the podcast, the door is always open.
Yeah, I was a little nervous sending it. I was like, this is big time for me. I was like, what am I going to do here? Is he going to answer me?
Somebody asked to come on my podcast. That's big time for me. So it's two big time moments.
Right, right.
Well, listen, I know. I am far from big time. And we've chatted a little bit prior to this, and, yeah. You know, we're just guys.
Yep,
you know?
For
you're
sure.
You're a lot younger.
Yeah.
What are you?
18.
18.
Yep.
I'm 52. I don't know why I keep saying I'm 52. I'm 51.
Right.
I'll be 52 in September. But we're just two guys that are interested in chatting.
Exactly. And I think podcasting is a way to just capture what two guys do all the time. Just chat and talk about everything and where other people can hear it as well.
Well, the cool thing about me and the cool thing about you is that I have a job and a career.
Right.
Like, I don't do this for money.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. I don't even know if it'd be nice. I don't even know. It may wreck my world if there was money involved. And you're young, and you still have to get a job.
I mean,
you still got to finish school.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get a job.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're not going to rely on this for money. So it's just two guys finding some passion and doing something other than working for the man.
Yeah. Yep.
And, I love podcasting, and the fact that you even asked to come on it was like, it made me love it even more.
Yeah, it's an outlet, and I think kind of when, like I said earlier, when you can kind of capture that conversation, it's like, I didn't know you, but I kind of had, from listening to your podcast, like, this guy's like kind of my friend, you know what I mean?
Because
we've been chatting subconsciously for, you know, whenever I listen to your podcast.
Well, that's funny because I mentioned that I was inspired by Joe Rogan. I think a lot of people are inspired by him because he's just a guy.
Right.
He's doing it. And, you know, you got hats off to him. But sometimes I'm like, I want to send him a message like he's my, like we're tight.
Right.
Because I watch him every day, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, we're close. And, but I realize that he's not answering
my
text.
Right. That's the thing with these bigger podcasts. It's like, that's why I was nervous sending the text, because you're a little bit bigger than myself. I was like, wait, is he going to know who I am? He doesn't know who I am yet, but he will at some point, right?
Well, the good thing is we don't do it on YouTube or anything. And I think that's really what allows a lot of people to kind of comment and be critical.
Yeah.
One way, if it's good or bad.
Right.
You know, maybe your feelings get hurt in that. Because I've heard even Joe Rogan say he doesn't read the comments.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. And he doesn't have time for those types of...
Well, and I'm sure it's such a mixed bag that probably, you know, if I did a vlog. Remember the vlogs? Remember,
yeah,
Casey Neistat? He was a guy that was...
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome. And I was like, I could do some of this. So we did these great vlogs. I had a lot of drones, and we flew drones and stuff. I couldn't quite get that to take off either,
right,
which is fine because it was still fun. But one guy wrote, he goes, this is the worst 3 minutes of my life. And I was like, I'm going to go lay down.
Yeah, it's those types of things that you're like, wow, it makes you rethink it. But at the same time, if you really like to do it, it's just, it doesn't even bother you. You know what I mean? Like, as an 18-year-old kid, I'm like, I was nervous, so I started my podcast. I had about 8 episodes.
Well, here, let's start that. So, what's the name of your podcast?
It's called the Jackass Podcast. It's available on Apple, Spotify.
So that's
Google.
The Jackcast Podcast.
Yeah, I like,
because it sounded like the Jackass Podcast.
Well, that's kind of honestly an impetus for it. It was like, not an impetus, but it was like, I'm kind of blunt in certain instances, so it kind of rolls off the tongue, and if people kind of hear that in it, I was like, okay, it's kind of a play on words, if that makes sense.
No, it does, but I want to make sure people know what it is. So it's the Jackcast podcast.
Yep.
All right, and you can be found at Jackcast
jackasspod.com.
Yeah, but what's your Instagram?
Jackasspod.
Jackasspod.
Yep.
All right. So Jackasspod, find him. Send him a lot of great comments.
Yeah.
Don't hurt his feelings.
Maybe Jeez. A little bit. A little criticism here and there is all right.
All right. I got schooled. So yeah, let's talk about it. So what? Share.
Yeah. So okay. So my mom was like, my mom, we're pretty tight. Yeah. And she's like, something to do during the quarantine. She's like, you're just working out and playing video games all the time. Like, do you want to do something else? Like, you're kind of getting bored. You're in your room or you're downstairs in the basement, you know. And she was like, you love podcasts. You listen to them all the time. I hear them on your phone because you don't put headphones in, and I listen to exactly what you listen to all the time. So I was like, that's a great idea. So I looked into it, and I was like, wow, that's a lot of work to start. But I didn't mind. It was just like, honestly, to start a podcast is like, you can't just pick up a microphone and record at all times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like you have to have a certain amount of equipment. And, of course, you can do it on your phone, but you also want to give the listener a good listen. You don't want to just have it be choppy and not good audio and all
that.
Do you think
that this happens to me a lot? I'll do a podcast, and I'm like, that was awful. Like, I just did a podcast recently with a lady, and a guy came in my salon yesterday. He's like, I listened to that podcast. It was really good. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Does that happen? I mean, do you feel like you, like some days you're not like doing a great podcast and then people say, that was awesome, man.
Right. And I find that I do a lot with my best friend Drake, and we talk about sports when I do it with him just mm-hmm. because we both love it. And we've been best friends for 15 years. And even though I'm 18, we've been friends for so long.
So since you were three.
Yeah. We've played T-ball since we were three together. And we just kind of been, so we just kind of piggyback off each other and have a chemistry. And I find that sometimes I'm like, okay, we had a great conversation, but it was late at night where I wasn't always on my game with certain things, or I wasn't completely focused in the right direction. But recently I started to kind of dabble in like creating teasers for the episodes and 1 minute clips to try to find it. And I was like, wow, that's actually kind of funny when you kind of piece some things together and you kind of, I was like, wow, I'd be interested in listening to this. Cause sometimes they like put out a title or whatever. And I'm like, nobody's going to listen to this.
Well, but you started listening to this so that's a great topic because there is the podcast and then there's the fucking promoting the podcast game.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a guy like Joe Rogan who does zero promotion.
Exactly. You can't even find his Instagram sometimes. It's so hard.
Yeah. He does nothing.
Right.
It's about content. My buddy Carlos says, Tom, content is king. People yeah. want to hear content. I have another guy that podcasts me, Devin. Devin, he's great, does a great podcast, but he's young.
Mm.
He's young like you. He's probably a little bit older, but
right.
I think he's under 25. And he's just like got the great Instagram. He's got creating little clips, little videos, all this stuff. And then it makes me go, oh, you know, like, I'm not going to be able to survive in this because right. I'm not going to make these little clips. But then it reminds me of it's still about content.
Right.
And I told him, and I'll probably tell you the same thing, you know, don't get exhausted, caught up in that.
Right.
Because if it becomes such a huge project to just do a podcast, then right. you're like, ugh. Like if you want to just out of nowhere just do a podcast, you're like, now I got to make a little video.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying don't do it. Knock yourself out. Have a great time.
Right.
But balance it, you know.
Exactly. Well, so yeah, it makes so much sense because I did. So I started a few like episode. What am I? Episode 25. I'm on 29 right now.
Nice.
So I started on 25 and I was like, wow, this is cool. And then I didn't really have time. I was working a bunch, and I didn't really have time to make teasers the last week or so.
I'm saying, make sure you're talking to the microphone.
Sorry.
There you go.
And I didn't have time to. Make teasers the last week or so.
Right.
And I was like, shoot, no, I'm not going to get a lot of listens and all this and all that. But sure enough, it's not about that. It's more about just getting a...
Well, and I also think it's about routine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... And we'll just keep using Joe as an example. Mm-hmm. I don't like every one of his podcasts. In fact, I appreciate them. But, like, he just had David Blaine on yesterday. I love David Blaine, but that podcast was really a challenge for me.
Right.
Like, it just didn't set.
Right.
He had Rob Lowe on the other day. I watched the whole thing.
Right.
You know, so it doesn't, it's like, but every day I check, did Joe put up a podcast? Did Joe put up a podcast? Mm-hmm. So for me as a listener of podcasts, the most important thing is regularity. You know, if it's just one a week, then fine. That's what it is.
Right.
I used to love this guy, Etho, on, he plays Minecraft. He's a Let's Play guy. Don't ask me why, but I love watching people play Minecraft. And he would put up a podcast every week, and I'd be, you know, here, what's a day?
Yeah.
So I think the most important thing is routine,
for sure, and
consistency.
Yeah, and you said content is king, and I also think consistency is king.
Consistency is the king.
Right.
Content's side bitch, I guess.
Right, right, right.
It's got to be.
Right.
I mean, you got to have some good content in there somewhere
to hook them. Exactly. But if you're consistent, you'll just automatically get better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's honestly great to just see, even in my short amount of time doing this, just I've gotten infinitely times better. And I'm still not great, obviously, but you just get infinitely times better each time you do it. And I just really enjoy the growth process.
Well, and I can tell you another thing for me, and this is only obviously just for me, but the more produced a podcast is, the more I'm lack of, yeah. I lose my interest.
Because the conversation doesn't flow.
No, and it's so not real.
Yeah.
Trying to be real. Right. That I'm like, eh. If I hear like crazy production, I've lost interest.
Yeah.
It's almost like voyeurism conversation. And it's like setting, like you could be like, oh, right. You know, I'm watching on TV or I'm listening. Oh, right. Like I could be part of it. If I feel like I'm excluded by lack of education.
Right, and there's all these barriers and things to entry.
I always say my favorite band's the band that I feel like I could be like the fifth member. You know, when you're singing along, you're like, good job, boys.
Yep.
That's my favorite. I always say they might be a little old for you, but the Eagles were such a great band because every song, you know, take it easy, and you're like all of a sudden part of the band.
Yeah, because it's not like this super, super, obviously they're talented, but it's not like they're far and away with their production and all this. It's just all like it flows. And it's also about flow. It's if you can relate to someone or if you can carry on with them, that's best.
You know who's coming on my podcast on Monday for this podcast?
Who?
It's not a spoiler alert, but check it out. So the guy that's been in charge of wardrobe for Saturday Night Live for the last 30 years.
Wow. That's amazing. How did you do that?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
No,
all right.
I can. You know how I did it? I cut his hair.
Oh, wow. Really? He lives down here?
He has a place in Painter's Mill. And he has a place in New York City. He's still currently the head of wardrobe for Saturday Night Live. They're not working right now.
That's amazing.
But he's like, yeah, I dressed Chris Rock. I've dressed Chris Farley. I dressed. I'm going to ask him, what was the deal with that half shirt on More Cowbell?
Yeah.
You remember that skit?
Yeah, for sure.
So he's coming on. I don't know why. I just remembered it. I'm so excited about it. But it's really just. If it sounds like it's overproduced or I couldn't do it, I don't want to be part of it.
Right, exactly. And also that's another thing with podcasting. It's also it's a barrier to entry. I said earlier, it's not like just like, okay, I'm going to do it right now. You got to figure things out. You got to get like a nice little, you don't have to get an overproduced cover art, but you got to have something that'll grasp attention's eye, because sometimes I like browse for new podcasts and how am I going to find it if I don't want a boring podcast cover art? You know what I mean? Because that's kind of what you look for, unless it's, you know, a specific title that you were looking for. But
I would think the Rehoboth Social probably you caught your attention because of Rehoboth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. And I was like, wow, this is awesome because this is right where I want to be all the time. But I can't be there right now.
Well, it was funny starting this podcast because you know, it's on Rehoboth, you know, so we're not really, you know, I don't think anybody in New Mexico cares about what's going on in Rehoboth. Mm-hmm. But it's a nice audience because people like to hear about a town.
Right.
We've done, I don't know, 150 podcasts. I want to start changing the direction of it a little bit, though.
You do?
Well, it's always been about one small business helping another, and I want to do that. But I want to start, you know, finding a little bit, I want to loosen up a little.
Yeah.
like this.
Exactly.
Just chatting with some fellas, you know? Or some gals. I just want to, you know, it's always, you know, listen, I'm always about small business. I was a guy that could barely rub two nickels together. I found the right people. I found the desire, and I followed direction, and I took that leap from the couch to trying.
Yep.
And that's always what it's been about for this podcast, is if a guy or a gal is sitting at home going, I want to open my own small business, and they can hear stories of people that were just like them that just took the leap of faith, and it somehow worked out.
Yep.
That's what this podcast has been about, but...
If you become so, then if I'm seeing right, is if you kind of become a slave in the sense of a word of to your model, and if you're not, it's not that you're not enjoying it, but if you don't love it the way you did 6 months ago, mm-hmm. because you don't want to do the exact same thing every podcast,
right.
It's not worth it. It's okay to change.
Well, and I do love it, and I won't quit it. But I'm just loosening up, you know. Like, this young kid wants to do a podcast. That sounds like the same thing, small business. Come on.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to be so, whether you're getting paid or not, it's all about small business, whether we're managing ourselves at work or managing ourselves in life.
Right.
It's all, you know, you got to show up. Exactly. You know, you can't show up late for life.
No.
You get fired.
Exactly.
So it's all about that leap of faith. I thought it was interesting when you said that, you know. And you say it, you know, you're kind of like learning about life. And I'm like, you're 18, man. It's like, oh, yeah, I got it all figured out. And 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Now I got it figured out. From about now until about 50, you're going to constantly be going, oh, yeah, I got it figured out.
Yeah, I constantly think I have this figured out, and then I don't. And then I'm always so go, go, go that a lot of things get caught by the wayside, and then I get not in trouble, but I put myself in a situation that I would not like to be in. I'm like, all right, take a step back, do what you need to do, and then do what you want to do. Because sometimes you just get caught up in, I have to do this, but then you don't actually have to, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, and I always say you get to.
Yeah.
Because everything you have to, you're a victim.
Right. That's very true.
If you get to, you're not a victim. You're choosing to. You're lucky. You're blessed. You know, as we get older, we have to do more.
Right.
You know, as we're young, we get to do all this shit. We get to do all these great things. And then you start getting older, and now you have to go to work.
Yeah.
You have to do this. You have to pay your rent. You have to pay your bills. No, you get to.
Right.
I think if I could have learned anything at 18, and I don't even know if you can learn this. I don't know if it's learnable. And like, I don't know if someone can tell you this. But the biggest thing I learned growing up was about accountability.
Yeah.
Just figuring out the role that I played, knowing that I did play a role.
Yeah.
If it's a conversation I'm having, I played some role.
Exactly. Everyone has a role in something.
That's right. And until you realize that everything that happens in our life we're playing a part of, there's some accountability.
For sure.
Until that happens, we're just a victim.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know, I wrapped my car around a pole. I was sitting there going, God, why me?
Yeah.
Because you're fucking driving, you dumbass. But I couldn't figure that out. I was zero accountability. I was a victim.
Yeah.
And, you know, you learn this, and I'm not trying to spoil it. I'm not giving you a spoiler alert.
Right.
It is one of the, I used to save myself a lot of anguish and pain if I'd have just realized that most problems I have, I'm the
you're
reason.
Causing, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's you just get so caught up in whatever you're doing. It's hard to just blame yourself when you're. It almost makes yourself foolish, but you don't know it. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
So I'm gonna start using that get to because it made me put a little bit of perspective on things because you get to do this, you get to do that because you are blessed and privileged to do a lot of things.
Well, we had to put my mom went into a retirement home, and you know my parents saved a lot of money. You know my parents. I'm not sure. I would say they're rich, but they definitely managed their money well. My dad was in the military. They saved their money. They did very well.
Yeah.
And now my mom, my dad had to put my mom in a home, and he's having to take care of her. And it's always I have to do this. I have to do that. I'm like, Dad, you get to.
Yeah.
you saved this money. Yeah, maybe you thought you had better plans for it. Maybe you thought you were going to travel the world.
Right.
But this is what you got. Yeah. You get to provide this for mom. You get this. This yeah. isn't, you know, and until you figure that out, you're just going to be a miserable person
yeah.
because you're just tasked with all these things you have to do.
Yeah, you got to find a way to make it not be a chore for certain things. It's
I get to podcast. I get exactly. to podcast with you this morning. I was excited. I'm like,
yeah.
It's not I have to go podcast. Yeah. I get to, and this is
I was
somebody asked.
Yeah, I was super excited. Yeah, and I got yeah. to be on somebody else's. I was yeah,
right.
Like, yep.
Dude, you can sure. come. You can be on the podcast anytime you want. If go learn about Pearl Jam. You can come on our Pearl Jam
okay,
podcast.
Okay, okay.
That's the fun one.
I do. So Pearl Jam, when I was first introduced to it, this might be, I don't know if you know, but the Bill Simmons podcast.
Yeah, he was Eddie Vedder was just on it.
Yeah, he obviously his intro song is Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wow, it's a really good song. What is this? All right, and then I took a deeper dive and my dad and I sat down one day and he has a record player and we started playing some Pearl Jam CDs, playing some poker. I was like, it's good stuff. So I have to do like more research on the band itself, but the music for sure is definitely great.
Dude, it's the best band ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For me.
No, I think that's not a bad call at all. I'm young, so I don't.
Well, and Carlos and I always argue about this, is that, you know, I was at this age, this band showed up, I was at this place in my life, it all just kind of fell in my lap.
Yeah.
You know, back in those days, we didn't have YouTube, we didn't have Netflix, or we right. didn't have Spotify or iTunes. You know, you heard a song on the radio, and you're like, what yeah. was that?
Yeah.
And then maybe you saw a video on MTV. Holy shit, what was that?
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay. And then you had to search. You know, we had to get in the car, go down. I used to go down to Lose Records when I lived out okay. in San Diego and flip through the disc. And all of a sudden you'd find a CD. Oh, my God. And you'd rifle through the liner notes trying to find any secret message to me personally from Eddie Vedder. I'm like, is something here? What is this? And then, you know, and then there'd be nothing.
Yep.
And then you'd wait. And then it'd come on the radio. And then maybe you could record it, yeah. half of it at least.
Yeah.
And it was just so much work
yeah.
to appreciate this band that I would get little tidbits of.
Yeah.
And that's how it had been forever until Napster, really.
Okay.
Then Napster showed up and you know, we stole all their music.
Yeah.
And fucking the music business went down down the toilet. And
yep.
Now we're just sitting on the couch, fucking fat, indulging, shoving Pearl Jam in my mouth. But it doesn't require the work that it used to. You know,
yeah.
my son is a big 21 Pilots fan. 21 Pilots, they're going to do something. Twitter comes out. Oh, we're releasing a song yeah. today at 2:15. Song at 2:15. You know, so it's
on
easy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's easy to love.
Yep.
But back then, you had to fight for that love.
Right, and even that, like even from when I was younger, like it was you had to buy iTunes songs. Now nobody buys iTunes songs. They pay $5.99 a month for Spotify or Apple.
$5.99. I think it's $10.99.
Whatever it is, you got to pay $11 a month.
Please tell me it's not $5.99.
I don't.
These bands are getting nothing.
It might be for students. That's why I was saying that. But
they're saying like it's like $10 a month. They have like 2 billion subscribers.
Yeah,
they make $1 zillion and yep. they pay these bands like 0.001 penny on the play. It's fucking ripoff.
It is.
It's a sad deal. I would suggest if you're gonna now listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me, my man. If you're gonna go into Pearl Jam, go buy 10.
Okay.
Nothing else.
10.
The album 10.
Okay.
That's their first album.
All right.
Just play it. And once you get enough of that, then get the next album.
All right.
Don't indulge yourself in singles, my
son. Okay.
Don't fill your basket.
I do like albums a lot more than singles.
Do you have a CD player?
I do, actually.
Oh. Well, if you can find the album 10 on CD, that would even be better.
All right. I'll have to check Amazon.
Yeah, but no. It's a great... We love that band. It's just something that Carlos and I have grown up with.
For sure.
We've become good friends with these guys over in Brazil called Black Circle.
Okay.
Guys sound just like Pearl Jam.
Really?
Yeah, and they've become our friends.
That's awesome.
They've been on our podcast twice.
That's awesome.
We do done Zoom calls with them, Lenny Prada and the boys. I mean, they're so freaking good. They just released their album. They give us a shout-out on their live stream and Too Deep Podcast. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that is really fun. So, but that's like you and your friend. That's,
yeah.
you know, Carlos and I are super passionate about
right.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
What's your favorite band?
My favorite band, honestly, okay, I used to.
Sounds like you're missing a spot. You need a band.
I need a band.
I
don't
have one.
Pearl
Jam's your band now.
All right, I'll
give you now Pearl Jam.
I'll sign it on.
Welcome.
But yeah, I'm not so.
We've been waiting for you
since high school. I just I stopped listening to music and I listened to podcasts all day. And then so going back to the pod, like it just, I think voices, okay, voices impact your life, right? Yeah. Like we said, it's conversation. It doesn't, you don't have to have the deepest or the most smooth sounding voice ever, but it's a voice. So Dan Patrick, I'm a huge fan. Like his voice and his camaraderie with his guys that he talks to, it's something I want to capture in my own way. But he's my friend, you know? Like we talked about, he's my friend.
Right.
It's just...
Because you listen to him every day.
Yeah.
You're all, Dan, it's me.
Yeah, Dan, do you want to talk?
I don't know you. Go away.
Yep.
Well, I had a guy on my podcast, super great, Trey Downs. He does a podcast called Your Superior Self.
Okay.
And I asked him about this, the same thing. He's very well read. Oh, I'm reading this guy. Oh, this author. Oh, these guys telling me about this. And I start wondering, I mean, where do you get your original thought?
Right.
Where's Jackson?
Yeah.
I mean, who, like, are you just a sputtering version of Dan Patrick? Or are you a sputtering version of Bill Simmons? Or, yeah. You know, do you read so much that you can, you know, say the stuff that you read over?
Yeah.
Or where's your, like, instinct?
So I'm super passionate about family and friends and sports. It's just kind of the way I've been. So I love having my little brother on. Like, me and my little brother on the podcast.
Yeah.
We go at it, but it's in a fun way. And we like did a March Madness snack bracket because we love snacks growing up. So we'll do a March Madness snack bracket and we just bicker about it. But it was super fun. I love my best.
See, I think that's cool. Kids doing, you know, young people doing podcasts.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the old people's game.
Yeah. I think it's just for anyone that wants to do it, just do it because you can literally just be yourself. Like, I'm not just about sports. I have my family on. Friends on, and I talk about sports sometimes, and it's just that's who I am. So I'm not gonna like you said with the production aspect of it. I'm not gonna change who I am to make it a better production. I'm gonna produce it as well as possible, but I want to have who I am conveyed.
Well, do you think you should have a sports podcast and then a fun podcast?
That's what I was thinking about doing. So I'm trying to make sure that I want to figure out my main goal first rather than, so I'm just kind of putting it all out there on one platform right now. And I don't want to get stressed about it, too overdone about it, too, because I want to be consistent, right?
Well, and right now there's not a lot of sports going on. So it's hard to dive into the sports game right now.
Yeah. But honestly, the last 3 weeks have been great. I'm a big baseball guy. Basketball's back and football's starting up right around the corner. So I'm
maybe.
Well, I think the NFL will happen.
These sports that are going on right now are kind of a joke.
You think?
It's desperate. It's what it is. It's desperate to make that money. To me, the NBA is all in what, little bubble and down in Florida?
Yeah, but everything, honestly, it's the regular NBA. Baseball, 60-game season for me is just... But I love watching my Yankees. I love watching them. So it's desperate, but it's something to give the fans.
Well, I hope they figure it out. I love football.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. I've been watching a little bit of Hard Knocks for LA and the Rams and the Chargers, and those guys are like, why do I need another fucking blood test?
Exactly.
You can tell they're bothered by it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're feeling, I can tell, you know, like when this all started, it's like, whatever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you're forced to be in a situation like, I don't want to be, you know,
exactly.
This is uncomfortable for me.
Exactly. I completely agree with you. When I haven't watched the second episode yet. It was on last night, I believe.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one yet.
Yeah, either. I watched the first one, and I was like, I get it. You have to kind of talk about, you know, the pandemic and everything. But it's also what I want to talk about, or what I want to, when I go on a podcast or a TV show or all of that, I want it to be a distraction. I'll go on the news to talk about the pandemic, but it wasn't a distraction that I was hoping it would be, if
right.
That makes sense.
It's a lot of reminders.
Right.
But we'll see. I'm a big football. Who's your team?
So you're going to hate me for this, but so my dad was stationed in Green Bay for a little bit, so I'm a Packer fan. But I'm
not a Packer fan.
Yeah, I'm a Packer fan.
Be proud.
I am proud, but I hate when people are like, you're a bandwagon.
You know what I'm a fan of?
What's up?
Cowboys.
Hey, go for it.
I am. I've been a Cowboys fan. You know, I grew up in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, there was no Albuquerque piñatas. I mean, it was, you had the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody had a team, unless you didn't. And then if you didn't, you were Cowboys fan.
Exactly.
America's team.
Right.
I took them.
Take them. I think that if you take your team when you're a little kid, and say my little cousin, he takes the Warriors, for instance, whatever, be the Warriors fan, but do it for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? I have personal, disdain for being called a bandwagon because I've literally been a fan of my teams my whole life.
So you're just young. At my age, you don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Yeah. And
bandwagon? Do they have chips?
Yeah.
Drinks on there?
Right, right.
I love a good bandwagon.
But it honestly, so I was trying to convey, but it's like when you get judged a lot as a kid. So with the podcast, I was like, are people going to make fun of me for it at first? And then I put out 8 episodes and I was like, I don't care anymore. Right. I love it. It's so awesome. So it's just kind of like that. You're a little nervous at first to be made fun of, but once you get to it, it's like, all right, whatever.
I think that are people that is, and you'll figure this out. That's people that want a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, you have this group of people that try to do things, you know, like, I wanted to do a vlog. I liked Casey Neistat's vlog. I'm like, I want to do that. That looks fucking really fun.
Yeah.
So I did it. And everybody's like, why are you talking into a camera? Why are you flying drones around? I'm like, because it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets me up at 4:30 in the morning to do sunrise time-lapse photography and drag my kids to the beach. And, you know, it's me getting stuff out of life. I enjoy it. And they're like, not doing that. And they, you know, they probably want to do that.
Exactly.
And they get a little annoyed.
Yeah.
And it's the same with podcasting, you know. And it's weird. All of my closest friends, every project I've ever done, I was doing a lot of vlogs. I created a social app. I've done podcasting. Every time I do some new project, the people that don't give me any attention or support are my closest friends.
Yeah.
It's always them.
And I
get it because I've had people come to me like, oh my God, I got this project. I'm like, right.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm interested, maybe I'm not, but it's always my closest people that don't show me the support. And I've learned to not be upset about it.
Yeah. So I feel that in a way. So I'm a little different. My closest people do support me. Like some of my best friends, they'll always like promote my podcast. I'm like, thanks, man. Like it means a lot, you know? But some people, like, where you're kind of friends with, you're friends with them in social settings, but you're not, like, close to them. You don't talk to them every day. That's when you kind of get nervous. But now I'm like, I graduated high school. I don't care, you know? Right.
So. Well, it is, you know, I watched Joe Rogan's podcast. I'm like, oh, I want to do a podcast. So I told my wife, come, I want to do a podcast. So I spent, like, 2 weeks finding junk to figure out how to even record.
Exactly.
Which is a total blast.
Yep.
I'm a techie guy. I love junk.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm buying wires. I'm buying shit. And then we get together in the kitchen. I'm like, all right.
How do I do this?
Welcome.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
So, and we did our first podcast in the kitchen. It's almost been a year and a few months. And now I have 9 podcasts on our podcast network.
That's awesome.
I mean, it didn't look, and we're falling way short compared to a lot of these million-dollar or million listens per episode shit. We don't do that. But we're having fun.
Exactly.
And we're providing a place for people like Tara's podcast, the Be Soulfish Tribe podcast. She was just here recording. She's like, just did a great podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like you don't want to, your goal is not to be a million listens per episode. But if it happens, great. But that's not my goal at all.
I don't know if I can handle. I mean, that's a different guy. I'm gonna have a limo. That's all. I'm gonna be the only asshole in Rehoboth with a limo.
Yeah, for sure.
Beep the horn, driver. Beep it.
Record in the limo. Actually.
So I'll turn into Mr. Beast, and nobody wants that. I need to stay humble. At least try.
Right, right. So I love it's just a great conversation piece, a great camaraderie type thing, and.
Well, I would definitely find, you know, listen, if you've got a full, you know, a broad spectrum of things to talk about, you know, maybe have a sports one.
Right.
And then have a fun one.
Right.
That's, at least you get another opportunity to do a podcast.
Right, right.
I started the Rehoboth Social. I have my buddy Carlos. He owns Urban Float. Him and I like Pearl Jam. Him and I started a podcast called Broken Stoked. That podcast went on for a while, and then we knew we were both passionate about Pearl Jam. So I said, you know what? Let's change it. We changed it to the N2 Deep podcast, Pearl Jam Fan Podcast. And now him and I, we have like a following. People are listening. People are reaching out. We're on podcasts with other bands. So that was about the Pearl Jam. But, you know, we had to figure out what we were doing.
Yeah. I love the
vision. We needed a category.
Yeah, I completely agree. I need to find that. But right now I'm just kind of not ready to categorize myself. And I'm just not exactly ready for that yet, to be honest with you.
Well, and you can, and that you don't need to split it up. Now that I think about it, Carlos and I, we run.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask you about that, actually.
Yeah, we do a lot of running, and so we talk about running, and then we sprinkle in some Pearl Jam. So when we talk about sports, it's really that podcast you're kind of doing.
Yeah.
But we wanted an audience, so we really wanted to focus ourselves on the Pearl Jam.
Exactly.
Because a lot of lovers of the band.
Yep.
So that gave us a little bit of an outlet to direct ourselves, but really we're just daily lives.
For sure. For sure. I actually wanted to ask you about running. Where'd you find that? Because I found it myself, and it's a great outlet.
I found running because I was fat.
Okay. All right.
I was fat.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't huge, but I don't know if I told you. I'm sober. I got sober in 97. Yeah. I was a big drinker, been to drugs and smoking cigarettes and eating pizza and wings, and it was just... Not there's anything wrong with that, but I was deep into it. And I just had that moment where I'm like, I want better for myself. I want to do better. I have better, bigger plans for this guy, for this vehicle.
Right.
And I got sober, and then I quit smoking, and then I just started running. And running would teach me a lot about life.
It does.
You know, I live in a world of self-centered fear. I'm constantly not good enough. I'm constantly...
For sure.
Falling short, I might as well quit everything. I'm never going to be good at anything. And that's just how the groove that I lived in.
Yeah.
And whenever, I'm not the first person to say this, but I've always believed that unless I'm suffering, I'm not living.
Okay.
If I'm just getting everything I want, it's a miserable existence.
Right. Well, because I feel that because when I reach a goal, it's right on the next one. Because it's an uphill battle always.
Yeah.
It teaches you a lot.
Well, and running teaches you a lot because running sucks.
It does.
It's suffering.
Yep.
And, you know, you start off and your body's like, dude, it's going to be too cold, too windy.
It's
just
raining.
Try to get to the corner. Dude, get to the corner and start walking. The body is not a big supporter of this suffering, this running. But when you work through it, you know, have you ever run the Junction Breakwater Trail?
No, I haven't.
So where I live at, down by the trail.
Yeah.
And, so I run out from my house down to the trail, and there's a bridge. It's about a mile and three quarters. It's about a mile and two-tenths away from my front door.
Okay.
And I run to that bridge, and I stop, and I look over the side of the bridge, and I'm like, this is amazing. I can do anything I want. I'm a fucking poet.
Right.
I'm a lyricist. I'm writing music. I'm writing screenplays. I'm everything.
Yep.
Because that wall of self-centered fear has been beaten down by every pounding step I took me to get there.
It's a connection with yourself and the surroundings around you.
Well, people are like, oh, that's endorphins. No, it's called suffering, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking complicated. It's suffering.
So I found running my uncle. But I had a detached retina, and I played baseball, like, religiously. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't play anymore. I couldn't see, and... So my uncle was like, you need to find something to do. And I was like, all right. He was running. And, he was like, Tristan just ran a mile in our backyard, like around the thing a bunch of times. And, Tristan's my brother, by the way.
You can pull this closer.
Okay.
There you go. Don't be afraid.
Okay. And, Tristan's my brother, and I can't have my little brother beat me.
Right.
So I ran and beat him, of course, and I was
You let him beat you.
I did not let him beat me.
No, that's what I always say. I let you beat me.
Right, right. So my uncle's like, yeah, you did a good time for never running before and all of that, and he's like, you should run this 5-mile race that's coming up, and where I live, it's really hilly. I was like, do I get a free t-shirt? Because if I don't get a free t-shirt, I'm not doing it. And he's like, yeah, you do. It's not free, obviously, because you got to pay the registration or whatever. But in my mind, it was free. So I was like, all right, I'll do it. So then I did it, and I was not terrible for never running before. So then I joined my winter track team and all that, and I became captain my senior year, and I kind of just kept getting better and better. And it was just, you suffer. Like you said, every single time. It's winter track. It's 6 degrees out, and it's you're got to run a tempo and 5K pace, and it's all this, and it's terrible. But at the same time, when you're done, it's the best feeling in the world.
Well, and I don't know if you suffer as much as I do at 50, because it's pretty brutal. But right. It is. There's a lot for me. A lot of lessons in running is in life. You know, church. You know, all these things. Church. You know, meetings. Yeah. Like so. Like if you know anybody trying to get sober. You know, going to an AA or an NA or some sort of meeting. Mm-hmm. Going to church. It sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not. I always say if what you were doing. If I'm going to go to a meeting, if the meeting is better than what I was doing prior to the meeting, it's just a social event. There's no humility created.
No growth.
It's pleasing.
Yeah.
So I learned that through running. You know, that bridge where I run to. If I laid there in the morning and if I slept there all night, got up, looked over the bridge, I'd be like, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But when I suffer to get to it. I'm like, fuck, I can do anything.
Exactly.
You know, and eventually it wears off. I'm like, all right, I'm not a screenwriter.
Right.
Oh, I'm not writing music.
Yep. But hey, you get to eat a little bit more that day,
damn
don't
right.
you?
Damn yep. right. Well, and I usually like, I only run 5 miles.
Yeah.
No more. I will do less. I would do more, but I find that's my place. Because if I'm doing 6 or 7, then I'm like, oh, I got to do 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Like it's not good unless I do 6 or 7. So I try to keep it at 5. That way it's manageable. I can do it in an hour,
right.
Bullshit, and get it all finished. But the first couple miles, the first mile, I'm like, God, this sucks.
Yeah.
Quit.
Yeah.
And then the second mile, I'm like, all right. And then I start, like, fucking killing everybody that pissed me off. You know, I'm slaying fucking people with
yep.
my sword.
Yep.
I'm riding it on my horse. Yeah. You know, what's up? Slay, slay. And then, you know, the third mile, I'm like, God, you sure killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then the fourth mile, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm making my amends. Yep. I'm cleaning that shit up. I'm realizing what part I played in it. Maybe maybe I shouldn't have killed him. Maybe that was my fault.
Yep, yep.
So I make my amends through the fourth
yep.
mile. And then on the fifth mile, I'm just like,
I'm almost done. I'm there.
I'm going on tour.
Yeah.
So it's just really what it is that I know for me, I think it happens for a lot of people. We're just not good enough. We just can't do it.
Yep.
And we're. It's an easy answer. Like, nope, not good enough.
Yep.
Unless I think about it, or I'm running or suffering. But you know what I was going to say is like meetings, church. You know, like that kneeler.
Right.
You know, the kneeler used to be about you stand, you get on your knees, and you
penance.
Suffer for for God. Now it's got a pad on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything's becoming easier.
Yep.
What was that? Remember the movie Wall-E?
Yeah.
That's where we're headed.
Right.
Floating around in chairs, fucking drinking smoothies. You know,
I hope not, but
it feels like it.
Yeah, you know, I agree. It's everything's so fluffed and everyone gets caught up in it.
Yeah.
But if you do have that workout or that running or even if just something to do that you're not good at, but you can grow from it, is definitely something that you need to do. You don't want to hobby that you're just always good at, you know?
Nothing inspires me more than a fat chick running.
Yeah.
Because it is first of all, there's like 100 reasons not to in her head.
Right.
Or a fat guy. Maybe I should be. Anybody fat.
Yeah.
That's running. I see, you know, on my Instagram, like I follow runners. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're just all hot. So I just follow them. But you'll see a big, heavy set person running. And, you know, in spandex, they just don't give a fuck. They're like, it's over. The fat is over. I'm going to get back to living.
Yeah.
And not only are they, first of all, running and they're like exposed to the public.
Right.
But, you know, they're overweight. The step's not easy. It's just, I know that person has hit a bottom.
Yeah.
And they're done with it.
For sure.
There is no, I don't give a fuck about what you think. This is about, I got to take care of myself.
Yeah, and me getting better, and that's what everyone should do. Like, I had that moment in my life before, like, I was super overweight, then I was, like, super...
You were?
Oh, yeah. I was 155 pounds in the fifth grade, like 5'3". Like, I was super overweight.
In the fifth grade?
Yeah. And,
you just hadn't grown. I always say I'm not fat. I'm just should have been taller.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I was taller. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I had that moment and I was like, all right, I need to get better. So I always ate good, but I ate so much. It was like, but yeah, got better. Then I became the opposite, super skinny.
Yeah.
And it's always that self-conscious thing. Like you put out a podcast or I put out a podcast. I'm scared what people think. And then you're just like, no, I don't care what people think. I'm going to make it better, and then better than they even imagined. I'm going to prove them wrong. It's all about that.
Well, and I don't think it's a matter of we don't care what people think, but we're just not going to let that change us.
Right, very fair.
Because if somebody has something positive to say or negative that helps me try to do something better, I'm always about it. If they just want to make themselves feel better or hurt my feelings, I'll still listen, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
I might listen a little bit.
Yeah,
it's fun. I think that what I love most about it.
Yeah.
Is I could do it.
Exactly,
it's doable.
Exactly,
I don't Everyone need a huge production studio. I can just
right.
You know, people say, "Oh my God, you got great equipment." Not really, it's very simple equipment. Just, you know, but it works.
Exactly. You just gotta figure a little bit out, and you're good.
So what's life like for you now?
For me?
Because you're going to be, were you going to be a freshman in college?
Yep, at the University of Delaware.
University of Delaware.
Yep.
What's that going to look like?
About mid-July.
Well, first of all, are you scared?
I'm actually not. I'm super excited.
Are you frightened?
Am I?
I don't mean about like school, but I mean like COVID.
No.
What's going on in our universe right now?
I'm not scared because for myself. I'm scared for my grandmother.
Right.
I'm scared for some of the older people in my life because they mean a lot to me. And if anything were to happen to them, you know, I don't.
Well, my mom got it. She's 82.
Did she really?
COPD, bad kidneys. She went blind. She's in a retirement home. And she got it. She had a fever. And then that was it.
Oh.
That was it. No, she didn't die. That was it.
Okay.
She's dead, man. No, but that was it. She had no more symptoms. They moved her to the special COVID facility.
Yeah.
And then they moved her back. And
I think it's different for everybody, too, to be honest. I'm not scared for myself. I feel like I can handle it. I'm young, healthy. But I just don't want anything to happen to anybody important to me. So I'm scared for everybody else but myself.
Of course. We don't want anything to happen to any. Even
right.
Non-important.
Well,
people.
Very true.
Well, so you were going to start school, so you're going to do it online, I guess?
University of Delaware is all online unless you have a lab, but certain labs are online still. So, everything, you can't go in the dorms or anything unless you have, like, a special, you need a special need or whatever. I got a dorm. It's a dorm for international students, but there's no international students. So it's not affiliated. It's affiliated with the university, but it's not part of.
Right.
So I can stay there, and I got it with one of my best friends from grade school. So I'm super excited about it. I still wanted that college experience. I could have done it from my home in PA, but
right.
I wanted a college experience. So that's
so you're going to be down here in Delaware now.
I am.
Okay, cool. So you can come down and do podcasts.
For sure. It's only like an hour away. You know,
That's awesome.
So.
Do you, what are you going to school for?
I'm going to school for health.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
That's something I only figured out like a year ago, but.
Oh, you think?
Well,
you think
I figured it out. Right. Because once I figure it out, right, it'll just push me back. But.
What's important? Like, well, first of all, what did you decide?
I wanted to, it's health behavior science. So it's like a prerequisite for physical therapists. I figured that, well, first, my easy explanation, it's a doctor with no blood. So,
well, nobody takes care of themselves. I mean, the majority of people struggle. So, yeah, physical therapists will be always in, I don't think they're going to automate that.
No, I don't think they could. But, yeah, it's something that I just love helping people. And I love, like, nutrition and, like, how the body works and things like that. So I can apply all that to physical therapy, so I thought it would be a great outlet for me.
Well, and that may be a good podcast. I'm sure there's plenty of them, but you know, it's funny because you try to find a podcast that has a great topic, but then there's so many of them.
Yeah,
that's like the Rehoboth Social. It's like, okay, well, how about we just promote it to a town?
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
for sure.
tough. Well, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And so you're excited.
I am beyond excited. I move in a week and a half, and yeah, I couldn't be more excited.
Where can we find all your podcasts at?
You can find it on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Anchor is my sponsor.
So, Anchor?
Yep.
Oh, you have a sponsor?
It's like, yeah, my host sponsor. So
nice.
Yeah.
I need to get a sponsor. Well, listen, brother, I appreciate you coming on. You want to talk about anything else? I mean, I got to do a podcast. Jaws Fest is coming up day after tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's tomorrow. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow, Jaws Fest. So my buddy Rob's coming on. We're going to do a podcast promoting that. They're going to have a 52-foot screen over there in Hudson Field.
Wow.
And they're going to show Jaws.
That's awesome.
But we're going to get a tent, and we're going to go over there and do some live podcasting.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's super awesome.
Yeah, so are you going to be here tomorrow?
I will.
You can come over and hang out.
I appreciate it.
Come check us out. But he's coming on. But so your podcast, let's go over the final information.
Again, okay.
Because this is... So it's Jackcast.
Yep.
And then you're at Instagram, you're Jackcast Pod.
Yep, and so, as well as Twitter and Facebook, I'm Jackcast Podcast.
Do you like Twitter? Do you do a lot with
it? So I didn't at all. And then I go in these spurts where I love Twitter and I love this. And then I like fall out of love with it and it's like toxic. But then sometimes I'm like, this Twitter's awesome, you know?
So how do you just tweet out your podcast?
Yeah, I do that. I do my clips. I just respond to certain people, the podcasts that I like, I respond to some of their tweets, like a Dan Patrick or Pat McAfee. I don't know if you know who that is.
I've heard of him.
He's a good guy. Yeah. I think at least, you know, he's my friend, right? McAfee.
We're tight.
Yeah, yeah.
My emo friend.
Right.
Well, I do. It's funny. I really only listen to one podcast, and it's Joe Rogan's.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's something that you kind of just have to fall into.
I like Joe Rogan's podcast because it feels like conversation voyeurism. It sounds like I could, excuse me, guys, I'd like to say something. You know, right. I feel like I could be part of it.
Yep.
When podcasting is, there's so many now and they've become so produced and so,
yep.
I just don't feel part of them. And whenever, like I, Daddy Issues? Was that
with Joe Buck and Joe Buck.
Yeah. And they had Eddie Vedder on. And it's so produced, and I'm just I listened to it because I wanted to hear what Eddie said.
Yep.
Because when Eddie talks, I listen.
Right.
But I was just, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna start listening to your podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna start. What's up, dog?
Hey. Next time I'm down, we should do mine for sure.
Like I said, if you have a laptop, you can come. You plug in, and I'll sit over there, and we'll do it. We can do it this week.
I actually have to leave tomorrow.
You're leaving
tomorrow night, but because I got to get back to pack for college. But I will text you when I'm down next.
Yeah, whenever you want. We can record Mondays and Wednesdays.
Okay,
we got the studio
for sure.
All right, brother. Well, listen, I appreciate it.
I appreciate
it
for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Anytime. I think you're a great guy. And I knew I would like you from the first little text that said, I have a podcast and I want to come on your podcast. Yeah. I'm like, I love this guy. So that's cool. And thank you for having, not that it's bravery or, but, you know, thanks for reaching out.
For sure.
It's a big deal. All right, pal. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, for sure.
Later.